There is a major pain in your life, though, isn't there, Christy?
There is a pain in my bloody back.
You admitted this this morning. And look, I'm not shocked. I'll admit that.
Oh, hey.
but I am shocked at how many you have on the go.
Fines, we're talking about? Yep. I've got about three or four on the go at the moment.
Three fines on the go.
Like CityLink toll from when I drove down to Melbourne, I forgot I hadn't paid and then whatever. And then there was a parking fine from Dean Street out the front. It's a 2-hour park and I parked there all day. $101, by the way. That's pretty steep. And it just was talking about it to one of the housemates, one of my roommates last night. Mm. And you see that envelope rock up. It's the white, plain envelope before you've even opened it. Like yesterday, I'm like, I know exactly what's coming. And one of my housemates goes, I've never had a fine. And I was like, hang on a second. You've never had a parking fine, a library fine, a late toll notice, a speeding fine, a red light. Nah, never had anything.
What's
and
weird
then,
about
and
that?
Then you, and then Brendo this morning goes, nah, well, I've never had a fine before.
Never.
It's just beyond belief.
How is it beyond belief?
Well, I just didn't know that ever happened.
You can avoid parking fines by looking at how long you can park there for and then moving your car.
Yeah, I get that. But sometimes things happen and you forget.
What? Coffee break? Gym?
And we said this morning we would be so super surprised if there was anybody, even just one person across the border.
All we wanted that can match me and Christy's housemate that have never
had a fine.
Ever got a fine.
And not just road stuff. I'm talking like all kinds of fines. Like, are you sure you've never even had a library fine?
Never.
At the DVD store, you've never borrowed something and returned it late.
No. I used to work in the video store.
Oh, see?
I used to wipe my late fees.
Oh, there you go. That's why.
One call, that's all we want. Just one person that can
There's
match.
There's no way, mate. Yeah. We're not going to be able to. You're one of a kind.
Look what's flashing.
What?
The phone.
Oh! We got one!
We got a call.
Get out, dude.
Star FM, hello.
Good morning.
This is Shane. Hey,
Shane.
It's my partner.
Oh, okay. And your partner has never, ever, ever in her entire whole life had a fine, Shane?
No.
Whoa.
She has had a gold licence for so long, and they even give her licence for half price.
Oh. Really?
Yep, because she has never had a fine.
Oh, my goodness.
So they still do the gold licence and stuff?
Yes.
Hang on, what is a gold licence?
That's where you've never done anything wrong.
Well, why don't you have a gold licence?
Well, I'm too young.
Oh. Have you got it? Do you have to hold it for a certain amount of years, Shane, and then it's gold?
Yeah, I think so.
Does it look gold?
No.
Oh, that'd
so
be
just,
fun.
It looks like a normal licence, but they just call it the gold licence.
I know, but can you imagine, you know, sometimes when you're getting a passport or whatever, you need to show ID. Can you imagine whipping out your gold license? It's like 16 carat.
Hey, Shane, do you want to have a stab in the dark here and have a guess at how many parking fines, how many toll fines Christy has gotten?
Hard one. Probably about as many as me.
Oh, and how many have you got?
Oh, I've had a few.
Brother from another mother, Shane, I feel
you. Yeah, look at you two are related.
No, I actually, I've got about three or four on the go at the moment. I couldn't tell you all up, though. I'm not quite sure.
Surely there's a circle or a group you can go to.
No, surely this is what normal people do. You get fines, you make mistakes. It's more abnormal never to have one like you. And old Shane's missus, as much as I have respect for that.
I think
it's great.
Shane, thank you for calling. You are the one call we wanted to hear from.
Thanks very much.
With Christy. Wake up with Christy.
With Christy.
Star FM.
Wake up.